Sunday morning worship for November 5th, the Day of All Saints observed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. For you are my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake, you lead me and guide me. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. First reading for All Saints' Day is from Revelation, the Revelation of St. John, the 7th chapter. Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun with the seal of the living God, and he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm earth and sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. 12,000 from the tribe of Judah were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin were sealed. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle reading is from the third chapter of this first letter of St. John. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The gospel for All Saints' Day is from the 5th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he had sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. When we read the Beatitudes, we notice a repeating pattern. Consider verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. This is the pattern. Blessed are, and then fill in the blank, for they shall, and fill in the blank, are and shall. All the Beatitudes use the same formula except for the last and the first, and we'll talk about those later. But notice what's going on in all the others. Blessed are, for they shall. Present tense, then future tense. Blessed in the present because you will receive something good in the future. It's interesting that Jesus uses this pattern of present and future, because this present future neatly describes what it's like to be a follower of Jesus. We are already blessed, but we also have to wait for great things in the future, now but not yet. That's what it means to live as a disciple of Jesus. That's how it is. But we don't really like it. There are a couple of reasons why you may object to the pattern that the Beatitudes lay down for the Christian life. First of all, most of us don't really like waiting. Like the kid waiting for Christmas morning, you can see the presents under the tree and you might even know what you're getting, but it's still irritating to have to wait, even though you know you're going to get it. So too, the things Jesus describes in the Beatitudes are ours, but we still have to wait for them. To be comforted, to inherit the earth, to be satisfied, to receive mercy, to see God, to be known by everyone as the sons and daughters of God. All these things, and more, are ours right now, and yet we still have to wait for them. They're not ours quite yet. We have every good thing already, but we also have to wait for them. And who likes to wait? But there's another problem with the Beatitudes, I think a more serious problem, which has to do with our present situation. Listen to how Jesus describes the people who are blessed, that they are poor in spirit, mourning, meek, hungering and thirsting, merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers, yet also reviled and persecuted by their neighbors. And these are the people whom Jesus calls blessed. But who wants to live like this? Surely, we'd like to think of ourselves as pure in heart and merciful, even if we're honest, that's not quite true. But who wants to be persecuted? Who wants to be poor in spirit and mournful? Who really wants to be meek when being meek means not getting your way? I don't think this is really what we want. This isn't our idea of being blessed. But this is what Jesus calls blessed: poor, meek, hungry, and thirsty, persecuted, and hated. This is the present circumstance of all who are his disciples. All the good stuff is still in the future. The future looks good, but the present is awful. And who wants that kind of blessing? There's a good reason for us not liking the Beatitudes, this business of now but not yet, and the now that isn't very good. This sort of blessing, this life that Jesus describes, this life of being a disciple, this isn't really the kind of life that we want. And as I said, there's a reason for this. Because in our minds, this is not how life is supposed to work. The world is not supposed to work like this. And what do we mean by that? In the world, when you do good, you are supposed to be paid back. If you work hard and save your money and apply yourself, then you are supposed to be considered a success. Then you get the blessings based on the good you have done. Or if you do bad, commit crimes, waste your potential, and so on, then you will suffer. Or at least this is how it's supposed to work. This is what we all know. and I think the exceptions prove the rule. We expect good to be rewarded and bad to be punished, and so when it doesn't work that way, then we get upset. Perhaps this is our problem with the Beatitudes. In our way of thinking, being blessed means being rewarded for doing good. Being blessed means that you have made it. You put in the hard work and now life becomes easy. Blessings mean good things delivered in the present. But this is not what Jesus is describing in the Beatitudes. He says that the suffering are blessed and that the rewards are not coming today, that they will come in the future, sometime in the indeterminate future. What kind of a place would the world be if it ran on the rules that Jesus describes here? What if we considered the people in jail and the people living on the streets to be the most blessed? Or if hard work was not rewarded right away? Imagine putting in 40 hours of work and then your boss promises to pay you at some time in the future, but no promise about when that future will be. Maybe not in 2 weeks, maybe not at the end of the month, maybe not even in the next 5 years. What if your boss said that to you? You would not stand for it, would you? This is not the kind of world that we can live in, or so we think. But this is the point. The kind of life that Jesus describes in the Beatitudes is not like life in the world. The life of the disciple is not the life that we have in the world, or at least not the life that we want in the world. This is what Jesus is saying, because he is speaking about a different kingdom with a different set of rules. He says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Here, the formula is broken. Presently we are blessed, and presently we have the kingdom of heaven, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, Jesus says. For the disciples of Jesus, the new kingdom is already here, and along with it comes this new set of rules that this new kingdom runs on. But still, it's going to take us a minute to get used to this new kind of life. We're not quite used to it, and we don't quite like it yet. Mourning, thirsting and hungering, meekness, pure in heart, making peace, being persecuted and hated. As we said, this is not the picture of blessing that we had in mind. This is not blessing in the world. This is the opposite of the take charge, self-made, conquering men and women, strong men and women, that the world admires and rewards, the kind of people that we might like to be. But the kingdom of heaven is not a place where rewards are earned by strong people. Instead, it's a place where rewards are given freely. It's a place that runs on gifts and giving and not on works. This is our problem, I suppose. The kingdom of heaven is a place where weakness is rewarded, rewarded with gifts, but even these gifts do not come right away. To live in the kingdom of heaven needs to be blessed in the present and yet still waiting for the gifts. So Jesus tells us in the Beatitudes, but why is it that the kingdom of heaven is this way? Why is it a matter of now, but not yet? Why is it all about gifts and not about works? Well, the kingdom of heaven is like this because of who the king of this kingdom is, who this kingdom belongs to. It is this way because we're talking about the kingdom of Jesus. He is the one who is our king. That's what it means to be his disciple. And when you consider who the king is, then you know who it was who was first meek and merciful, who it was that first made peace and thirsted and hungered for righteousness. Who was it who was persecuted and hated and killed by his own people? And who was it who was still blessed, even in suffering, and yet had to wait in the tomb for 3 days for the reward of life? This was Jesus. When Jesus gives us the Beatitudes, he is first and foremost telling us about himself. He is describing how he lived. He is the one who is meek and merciful, and yet still blessed by the Father. He is the one who inherited the earth and did see God and had all the other rewards, which he had to wait for until Easter morning. But now, as his disciples, you live within his kingdom, and you are blessed the way he was. Now, it might be that we are not always meek and merciful. We have not always hungered and thirsted for righteousness. We've not always been peacemakers. As people living in the world, we have sometimes been fooled into thinking that we need to be take-charge, strong people like the world expects us to be. And I suppose that we have to be if we live in this world in the present time. But we should not be fooled. Even as we are citizens of America or Kentucky or wherever it is that you are, you also have another citizenship. You belong in another kingdom. You are citizens in the kingdom of heaven. And this means you are blessed. Even in your present difficulties, even when you do not feel blessed, even when you are a failure by the standards of the world, remember that you are blessed now at the present time. And know that the rewards that Jesus has promised are yours already, even though you wait for them in the present time. They're coming, and yet they're yours already. And you know all this because you know who your King is. Today is also All Saints' Day. The saints are those who are blessed like us. Like us, the kingdom of heaven is already theirs. We are, with them, fellow citizens of the kingdom of heaven. The only real difference between us and them is that they no longer wait for their rewards. But today, remember that you are just as blessed as they are. And just as surely as they have their reward, so too you have yours, even if you still have to wait a little while to get it. As they once suffered, so you too might suffer in the present, and so also did Jesus suffer on the cross. As they once waited, and as you presently wait, so too did Jesus wait in the grave. Yet as surely as Jesus rose on Easter morning, so we know that the saints live with him now. And so are we sure that even though we wait, that life is ours too. Now, but not yet. This is the life of the disciple. This is the life of a saint. We wait, but because of Jesus, we know that we are blessed even now. And we know that we will not wait forever. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. O Lord, faithful God, we commend ourselves, our bodies and souls, and all things that are ours to your keeping. Deliver us in your righteousness from all that would harm the body or assault the soul. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Blessed are you, O God, and blessed are the persecuted who suffer for your sake and whose witness calls all to faithfulness. Bring peace to the nations. Make our leaders wise, just, and honorable, and deliver us from terror, violence, and oppression. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, comfort us by your abiding presence and satisfy all who call on you in need. Grant them patience in the midst of suffering, and according to your will, release them from their afflictions. Hear prayers today for Shirley Rothman, Harry Spence, Betty Spence, Mike Yates, Larry Nelson, Bob Deladonis, Kristen Sykes, Courtney Cooker, Elizabeth, Terry Sheldon, Neil Montgomery, and Tim Bradford, and also for Tom and Paul, Nina, John, Mary, Joe, Cecil, Terry, Nick, Monica, Joey, Gordon, Jacob, Mike, Margaret, John, Cindy, Donna, Elizabeth, Jean, and Vonnie. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, grant that we may be brought to everlasting life with the faithful who have gone before us and who now rest from their labors. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty Father, we give you thanks that you have washed us in the blood of the Lamb, written our names in the book of life, and made us a royal priesthood and heirs of an eternal inheritance. Though we are unworthy of your saving grace, we pray you to hear us in the name of Jesus Christ, in whom, with whom, and through whom all honor and glory is yours, Heavenly Father, with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Lord, who has caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.